It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right. We love Fridays for this very reason. And today, since Jill and I concocted this idea, we've been pretty fired up to have this person on as our interesting islander because she's just so awesome. She's always got a smiling face. She always greets you with the biggest smile, sometimes even a hug. She is a very decorated 15 years as a Special Olympics athlete. That's pretty amazing stuff. We have Erin Pippi with us today. Erin.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
We are so excited to have you here with
Thank
us
you very
today.
Much.
How are you? Is this too early for you? Or
no, it's not too early.
You're good? What time do you usually get up?
I usually get up at sometimes 4 because I go to work for 5:30.
Wow. Okay. So you and Scott would get along really well because yeah. Scott gets up really early too. Yeah. Way earlier than us two slackers.
Yes. Now we always start when we have our interesting islander guests, we love to find out kind of where you grew up. So where?
I grew up in Mount Herbert across the bridge.
Yep.
And I live with my mother and my father and my uncle.
Okay. And you've got siblings, obviously, here today.
Yes, Patricia Roberts. And then I have other three more sisters.
Okay. So. And lots of support and lots of fans.
Yes, I have lots of fans out there. Yes.
Now, would you say that everybody, you poked your head out the drive-thru window yesterday,
oh, yes.
got a reminder that you were going to be on the radio today?
some of them, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. How long have you been working at McDonald's for?
This year will be my 24 years, so next year is my big one.
25th. Wow.
Yes.
So I think that's when they just let you run the place. They give you the keys to McDonald's, period, and you're done.
Lori thinks that.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's great.
She thinks, but she's pretty awesome.
They should design something around your 25th anniversary.
Oh, I think they will.
Like a McFlurry flavor or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they will. They will, I think. They'll do something. I'm the longest employee ever there. So
ever?
Ever there. I'm the only
amazing.
One.
Amazing. You know what? I'm giving you one of these.
Thank you.
So is the employee of the month, well, just your face the entire time? It's just employee of the month January. Erin Pippi.
I was employee of the month twice.
Nice. Wow.
But that was a couple of years ago.
I can tell you I've been zero times here. Zero times.
Well,
you're an inspiration, though.
Thanks.
I can dream about it.
And I was going to say, when you reach your 25-year milestone, you'd probably get a medal for that. But you know what? You're somebody who already has a medal. In fact, you brought it here.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us what that is?
So I went to Calgary, Alberta for the last in February, and my team, I had an amazing team, an amazing coach, Dave Morrow, and yeah, my team just, when I saw that medal, I just cried. I didn't know what to expect. Wow. And I just, so.
And is that a silver medal?
That is a silver medal.
Yes.
And then in May, I won a trophy for the bowling.
And bowling is your main sport?
Bowling is my main sport.
All right.
And then in the summer, I'd play bocce as well.
Okay.
Ooh, bocce's fun.
It is. I play every Thursday night.
Okay. So. And people should know, too, that like there's a lot, you put a lot of extra time in when you're getting ready for games.
I do. So the next two games is in Medicine Hat in Alberta. That's in 2 years. And next year is the qualified year. I will apply for that. I'm going to try and apply for that.
Well, if you need cheerleaders, we're here.
Oh, thanks, Darcy. I know you will.
Erin Pippi is our interesting islander today. We'll have more with her coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Now with Kung Fu Action Grip.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to join me for some joy and laughter.
The UPEI Campus Bookstore is open all summer. Visit the UPEI Campus Bookstore today off University Avenue next to the bus stop.
Mainly cloudy today, a few showers clearing this afternoon. We do have a risk of a thunder shower, wind gusting to 50 and a high of 23. Tonight looks clear, a low of 13, and tomorrow, high of 24. Right now it's 18 in Summerside, 18 in Charlottetown, 18 in Montague, too. For Ocean 100.
Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts is on right now. Text me with your answer, 902-368-1720. How many time zones are there in Canada? How many time zones do we have here in Canada? Text me your answer. Your answer itself coming up after 8 o'clock. And then one person who got a correct answer this week is going to win a $100 gift card from our pals at Robin's. 7:48, more with Aaron Pippi, our interesting Islander today on Ocean 100 next.
When there's nothing but a slow glowing dream that your feet.
Irene Cara, Flashdance, what a feeling as we're dancing our way into another weekend here on Prince Edward Island. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Happy to be with you on a Friday. Oh, happy, happy, happy to be here today. Very happy, much happier that we have an amazing, interesting Islander today. They're always amazing, but Aaron Pippi is pretty darn amazing. And you are our interesting Islander today. How you doing?
Good.
How's that feel to be our interesting Islander?
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we need to have a plaque made or something like that. And we can just hook up our favorite interesting Islanders with a plaque.
Yes.
Maybe we'll do that.
That's a good idea.
Maybe we'll do that, Aaron.
Aaron, our paths have crossed lots of times, of course, through the Special Olympics. You're a decorated athlete. And I'd love to just, what has Special Olympics done for you? You've been involved for 15
years.
Special
Olympics done for me is an amazing event. It's they are so amazing organization.
Yes.
I'm in the LTR. I'm on the athlete ambassador. Yes. So I go to the meeting once a month.
Yes.
And talk about fundraising.
Yes.
And there's a fundraiser on right now. One is for the freezer and one's for the shed.
The shed, yes.
And the next one is the convoy, August 25th.
So in addition to the athlete side of things and those experiences, you're making connections, yes, you're fundraising for the organization. Yeah. It's really just a way of life. You're all in.
Yeah, I've been in Special Olympics for 15 years, so yes, it's amazing.
Yes, well, you're a wonderful ambassador.
Thank you.
I think we're going to do some birthdays soon, Darce.
Well, you deserve a heck of a pat on the back for all of the extra things that you do and volunteering your time to, you know, sit at Home Hardware over in Stratford at Kinloch to sell some tickets over there and stuff, right? So big high five to you, bud.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, let's, as Jill alluded to, it's time for the celebration calendar. Do you know, when's your birthday, Aaron?
December 16th.
Guess what? It's July 26th today. Happy birthday, Aaron. Happy birthday, bud. If your name's on my list this week, you're in the draw. We're going to make that draw, and two people are going to win bridge passes from the Confederation Bridge. Roger May, happy birthday to you. Got a nice text from Bonnie to say happy birthday. So, Roger, have a great day. A belated birthday for Joshua Gallant. Love Mom, Dad, Amelia, Freya, Jacob, and Juliet. John Gotell, 68, from your daughter Molly, wife Naomi, two sons Seth and Matt, and also Blair. Grace Hickox is 13 today. Happy 17th birthday greeting to Peter Steele. That's from parents Paul and Janice, your sisters Paula Ann, Paul Jr., Andre, Ray J., Uncle Michael, and all your friends at Bluefield High School. And Veda Arsenault is going to be 13 tomorrow. She's in Toronto right now with the Stratford Youth Center Leadership Committee, celebrating a Canada's Wonderland and a Blue Jays game. Oh, that sounds fun. Unfortunately, the Blue Jays suck, but that's okay.
Yeah, tough day yesterday. Happy birthday, Arlo Gray Wiles. That's from Gran and Grampy. Love you lots. Arlo in Kincora and 3 years old today. Wedding anniversary, Krista and Robin Burke in Brackley. Lots of love, Dad and Mom. 11th anniversary for them.
And Sheree Langley in Mahone Bay, Nova Scotia, turning 81.
Ooh, happy birthday, yes, Sheree. It's from Austin and the crew.
Yes, Gavin McDonald in Johnson's River, turning 13. Noella Nicholson in Sherwood, happy birthday to you. Cindy Nangraves in Charlottetown, 60. Happy birthday from your co-workers. Bill Atkinson in Charlottetown, turning 79. A wedding anniversary for Marcel and Debbie Pino in Stratford, 49th anniversary. Debbie says, love you, Marcel. Clifford Martin in Stratford, over 70-something. And Bertha Shaw in Cape Wolf, also celebrating a birthday. Wow, that's a lot.
That's a big list. That's a big list. All right, Aaron, you're here. And we're gonna make the draw right now. This is exciting stuff. Two bridge passes going out. Let's say congratulations to Ann Munn and Madison Ogden. We will mail those out. Yes, congratulations. All right. So you guys enjoy that. Keep in mind, we got lots on the go here still. You got one more chance at Darcy's Trivia. All I got to do is text in the answer to this question. How many time zones does Canada have? And if you're right, we'll put you into the draw. That draw is coming up in like 5 minutes time for the $100 gift card. And we're going to play Who's Frying? Who's Lying with Meyer Cookware coming up after 8 o'clock.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to submit your announcements. Then be listening Friday.
And a high of 24. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thanks very much, Scott. Let's tidy up Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. How many time zones does Canada have? Scott, do you know the answer off the top of your head?
Six.
There are six time zones in Canada. Did you know that answer, Aaron?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Erin knew that answer. She knew it. She would have been in the draw. Well, let's make that draw. $100 Robin's gift card going out today to Charmaine McGuigan. Congratulations, Charmaine. Got yourself a $100 gift card from Robin's. Enjoy that.
Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Can we take your order?
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
Ocean 100.
Oh, super fun. Aaron's here to help us with who's frying, who's lying. I'm making up the name of the thing different now. Are you frying or are you not? No. Who's frying, who's lying with Meyer Cookware? One more time, then we are making the draw. If you want to play, caller 10 902-368-1720. That's David Bowie and Mick Jagger. He is the birthday boy today. It's Mick Jagger's birthday today. Happy birthday, old Mick Jagger. We have Erin Pippi here with us, and she is our interesting Islander today. And Mick Jagger's 81. That was me stalling to figure out.
I was going to say, how old is Mick? Yeah,
I was trying to figure out on the fly how old Mick Jagger is, but he's 81. All right, so there you go. Erin, you big Rolling Stones fan? You like the Rolling Stones?
Sure.
Sounds like a no to me, but you know who Mick Jagger is, right? He's a big deal.
Yes.
He's pretty dreamy too, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay, he's 81?
Right. He's 81. Dreamy.
He's 81?
Dreamy. Jeez. Dreamy.
I didn't realize he was 81.
Yeah, no, he's 81.
Okay.
I've not
heard him described as dreamy I don't think.
Dreamy. Speaking of dreamy, Randy Webster's on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy, what's going on, man?
Not too bad.
Okay, awesome. And we're going to play Who's Frying, Who's Lying. You know how this works, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're all going to, all of us, including Erin today, so you got four to choose from. We are all going to say something, and then you have to figure out which one of us is telling the lie. And if you get it right, we have a frying pan for you, and we'll put your name into the draw that we'll make a little later on this hour for the 10-piece Meyer cookware set, okay?
Okay.
All right. What's the first thing you're going to cook on your new pan, if you get it?
Probably some hamburgers made.
Yeah, some hamburger. Yeah, fry up some bologna.
Can't go wrong with a hamburger.
Fry up some bologna. That's a good one.
Yeah, bologna's good.
Oh, big bologna guy here. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Randy. Well, good luck. Let's get down to business. We're going to start with Aaron's statement. Here it is. Okay. What do you got, Aaron?
I've been in Special Olympics for 15 years.
Erin has been in the Special Olympics for 15 years. Okay, that's her statement. Jill?
Okay.
After dragging one of my kids' hockey bags down the driveway and knocking over a shelf, I no longer park in the garage because I have a deep fear of backing up.
Okay. Okay, that was Jill's statement. Led me to believe statements. She might have had shelves in the driveway, but I think I'm
sorry,
understanding.
I have a fear of backing out of garages. Garage. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Awesome. Randy, you got all that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds pumped. All right, Scott, what's yours?
All right. Well, I broke down last night, and after decades of fighting it and fearing it, I actually ate mayonnaise last night.
Oh, Scott had mayonnaise last night, Randy. Mine is, I've been hosting trivia at Hunter's Ale House for 10 years this year. Is that true or not? Okay, so there's the statements. So, Aaron, you've been a member of the Special Olympics for 15 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jill is afraid to back out of her garage for a variety of reasons. A variety of reasons. Scott had mayonnaise last night. Was it just straight up mayonnaise, or was it on
right something? Out of the jar?
Right out of the jar.
With a big ladle.
Spoonful of mayonnaise.
And I've been doing trivia for 10 years. Who do you think's lying, Randy?
The second one.
Is that Scott? Yeah, you're right. Scott, absolutely. Got it. Scott. Well done, Randy. Well done, man. We're going to have that frying pan here for you, and we'll toss your name into the draw, okay? You come by and see us and get that pan, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Okay.
Awesome. That was really smooth, guys. Thank you for playing along, too, Aaron.
Oh, no worries.
That was really wicked. Awesome. We're going to make the draw for the 10-piece cookware set from Meyer Cookware. Blowout sale on right now at the Milky Way Boardwalk. Check them out. We're going to make that draw coming up before 9.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Do not try this at home.
Here's to 40 years of firsts at Sandspit Amusement Park.
A stunning setting. Celebrate the rich culinary heritage of Prince Edward Island. To book your experience or learn more, visit dalveybythesea.com.
Mainly cloudy today. A few showers expected. Clearing this afternoon. There is a risk of a thunder shower this afternoon. High 23 today. Humidex at 27. Tonight is clear with a low of 13. And tomorrow, mainly sunny. High 24. It's 19 in Summerside, 18 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Aaron, what do you prefer? Do you prefer the heat of the summer, or do you love winter? What's your favorite season?
I like winter. Okay. I like both a little bit.
Okay. That's
agreeable.
I like all four seasons because they're all fun in their own way.
Oh, Darcy.
We'll wrap things up with...
She says, oh, Darcy,
yeah,
too.
It's funny now our interesting Islanders are rolling their eyes at me. More with Aaron Pippi next.
Time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Aaron Pippi is our interesting islander today, and you're doing such a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
Thank
here
you.
With us
so
today, too.
Me. I appreciate it.
This has been a pile of fun. And I mean, we've talked a little bit about all of the extra things that you're involved with Special Olympics. You're always involved in fundraising somehow. So why don't you just give me a little idea of what things you have coming up right now?
Right now we have the tickets on the shed right now.
Okay.
This there's one thing that's really new. You can either buy a ticket for the shed, or you can take the money, $10,000.
Oh, okay. So choices. So if you just got a shed and you don't need a shed, you can take the money and spend it on a hot tub.
Yes. And then the early Darcy. And the early bird is in August.
Right.
You win a barbecue for that.
Oh.
And then the other two draw is September 8th.
Okay. All right, and you're going to be selling tickets again sometime very soon?
I think they're selling tickets at Princess Auto this weekend. I'm not sure when.
That's not your jurisdiction, though. That's not you?
No, that's not
No,
me.
I stay away from that. That's what you're saying? Okay, all right.
We could check it out on the Special Olympics website, I'm sure, and
definitely.
Find out the details. I'm laughing because you could also fill in here any day as someone to keep Darcy in line.
It's just that
quick little Darcy.
Yeah. She's rolled her eyes at me 14 times, honestly.
Very adaptable. Okay, I'm going to do just a quick little list of things. Obviously, we chatted about, you were a flag bearer at the 2020 Special Olympics.
Yes.
You were named the 2018-19 PEI Mutual Female Athlete. Athlete of the Year. You've been a recipient of a Platinum Jubilee, right?
Yes, it was.
Award. You and your friend?
Chrissy McKay, yeah. Yes. Me and my bestie, yeah.
And you have told us you've graduated from the Athlete Academy
Olympics. Chrissy and I was.
Yep. You're a motivational speaker now?
Yep.
Like, so the list goes on and on, but I wanted to just draw people's attention to, because it really, it was so heartwarming on Facebook, on a social media post. One of your customers that comes through the drive-thru commented on your outstanding service, how you greeted with smile, like just how you brighten her day.
Yes.
And I watched people comment on that. Yep. And obviously you impact so many people, Erin Pippi.
Yes,
How does that feel?
It feels great. You know, I see a lot of people every day, my regulars that come through and, you know, they say, yeah, I'll have my usual. And I know exactly what they order.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
But you do have such potential, and you know everybody.
I do know everybody. Yes, I do. I do know everybody.
You know them well enough, and
you can
tell. Do you talk to others like Darcy? Like, is there people that you're just like, oh, so and so, like that you tell them to smarten up and stuff?
Yeah. Darcy.
Darcy mostly.
Darcy. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that we have that connection, Erin.
No, you're just the smile, and we do thank you for being here because you brighten our day. And we are huge fans of Erin Pippi's.
For sure.
Yes, thank you.
Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I like to say hi to my BFF, Chrissy McKay.
Yes.
You guys do some things together every now and then. You just hang out every now and then?
We do hang around. We have another friend. Her name is Carol O'Hanley.
Okay.
And she did my support me. She's when I went to Calgary, Alberta, she also did... she support me, like she
helped you get there.
Helped me get there. Yeah. And Cheryl Town Police also helped me. Also, they're my biggest other part of my life. And McDonald's also sponsored me. So I had like three different sponsors when I went to Calgary, Alberta.
Amazing.
It was really amazing. So.
All right. So hi to Christy. Anybody else? Any family members? Anybody that you want to say hi to before you're done here?
My mother.
Okay. Hi,
you
Mom.
Know, I know she's listening. Hi, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure a lot of people are listening.
Yeah, a lot of people are listening. And so, yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Be prepared for your social media to blow up today because you are the superstar, kid.
I know.
Okay, good. I'm glad you know.
Thank you, Darcy.
Thank you so much, Erin.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Scott.
Pleasure.
I appreciate it. Thank you.